This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good-looking person, and you have found good in abundance because you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, brought to you over K4HD.com, and we welcome you. People from all over the world are joining today consciously, conscientiously, because on this show we speak about that which is most important to the most important person in your life. And who's that? You. Y-O-U-E-W-E. This show is all about you, because when you become the best you, you can make a difference in the world. You can build bridges, create more harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. Who doesn't want that, right? So the show is all about you. And thank you for honoring us by sharing this with your friends and family so that right now, throughout the world, we have at this moment 328,612 people listening, and probably within the next 10 minutes, we'll have over 335,000 people around the world because of you. You share this and urge people, come and listen to Barry Shore at the Joy of Living, because it's all about you becoming healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And as Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, said to me, well, Barry, who doesn't want that? Healthier, wealthier, wiser? Yes, everybody wants that. And the way to do that is by utilizing what we do in this show. We speak about and utilize the three fundamentals of life. And the three fundamentals of life are, number one, life has purpose. That's right. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym. We'll be working with a lot of acronyms throughout the show. MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world with your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. And the third fundamental is uncovering and unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms. Simple example, www. Ask anybody what it stands for, and invariably they'll tell you it's something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And of course, whenever you a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not just tens or hundreds of millions of people, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear even the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do you do right away? You can't help it. You smile. You have to. And that's beautiful, because smile is one of the most important, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant acronyms you could have internalized, utilized, and leveraged in your life. Because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, when I'm speaking with people, remember the old days when you could actually speak with people in groups, whether it was 50 people or 5,000. I've done it just before COVID came in, 5,000 people in an auditorium. People raise their hands and say, but Barry Shore, I've been here for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you walk? Do you have water to drink, food to eat, place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, what's the simple proof? Simple proof. A million plus people didn't get out of bed this morning around the world. Why? They died. You didn't. By definition, if you're watching or listening, you're here. And if you're here, you can live life exuberantly. Now, the other situation is we're in the end of a remarkable year in the history of the world. It's called 2020. Now, usually that means you can see clearly, but in this particular year, nobody could see clearly. Beginning of the year was booming and wonderful, and now we're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. But there is hope. Hope, by the way, stands for helping others progress every day. There's hope because of a vaccine and because people are getting out of the panic mode because the pandemic is mostly up here and recognizing a new solar year is about to begin. We're at the beginning of the winter and the new solar year. We're going to be 21 again. Everybody wants to be 21 again. Remember that? Feeling that energy and that power. So right now, though, around the world, millions of people can't get out of bed. They're infirm. They have COVID. They have something. But I trust 99.99% of everybody watching, you can get out of bed. Now, most of you know, over 300,000 people come every week to listen to the show, and I'm very humbled and honored by that. For a couple of years, we've been doing that. But you bring your friends. And for those who don't know the story about Barry Shore, September 17th, 2004, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. That evening, I was in the hospital, completely paralyzed from my neck down. I became what's known as a quadriplegic. 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair. You see my hands, those of you watching. They don't look like yours, but I can use them. I have braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. So I'm a triped, not a biped, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb. And I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. And I thought about it. I said, smile, sounds the same. How come? Why not? I asked her why. And she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Under the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? What was she doing? She wanted to create the kind of world she wanted to live in, or she wants to live in. And CREATE is a wonderful acronym that says causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, because it's the mind that is the key to how you see life. We have a brain, thank God. Your brain has 100 billion plus brain cells and over 10,000 trillion synapses connecting all of them. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. Causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Now, I do have to warn you in advance. Everybody who knows the show knows I use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it for the shock value, and it's fun. Now, the four-letter words that we use, of course, in our world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant are love, life, give, grow, gift, hope, holy, free, pray, play. Four-letter words. Use four-letter words. Just remember that they are the four-letter words that you want to use to create more benefit in the world. And the four-letter F-U word I use is fun. Fun. But people say, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So when you see your family and friends after the show, and you point a finger, you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, remember that stands for, you say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. I said, where'd you get that? I said, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And by the way, you don't have to remember any of this today. Don't write down, because our guest is going to give you so much remarkably powerful, positive, pleasant, purposeful information. Just let it flow over you. Lean in and listen, because everything you want to know is going to be at www. Remember, that stands for .barryshore.com. www.barryshore.com. All of the information about our amazingly wonderful guest is going to be there. But before we bring him on, I'm going to urge everybody to do this, because this is going to change the world for the better. It's going to change you. It's going to change everybody around you. And that is, I'd like you to use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day for the rest of your life. And what are these two most powerful words? They are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. That's what he says. Imagine we can go back to our coffee shops in the morning or the afternoon. You walk in, you order your fancy latte for $5.50. You sit down, somebody brings it to you, say thank you. You walk into your coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, $5.50. Minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter, say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy, we'll bring it to you. A few more minutes come by, and now somebody brings it. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining, and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're in traffic, you're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, and you stub your toe, and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And there are a few people on the planet right now that I would so honored and pleased to introduce you to. A man who embodies keep inspiring noble deeds. Then Ira Zlotowicz. Ira, are you here?
I am here.
Yes, please say a big hello to, at the moment, 335,613 people around the world.
Hello, everybody. I told you, I'm not going to do it like you. You're just a master. I'm inspired.
Oh, wow. That is a huge compliment, because I'm not going to tell you everything about Ira, because if I do, we'll take him the rest of the show. But let me give you three data points. Number one, he is a son of one of the most remarkable human beings that ever walked the earth for the past half century. And he is the adopted nephew of the partner of that person. And those two men together had a vision that literally changed the course of history, in Jewish history specifically. So a big thank you to Ira. In addition to that, Ira has a great business story to tell us. At the moment, he is the founder and the CEO of a company called Eastern Union, which is in the lending business, commercial real estate. And it's a small company because it's only doing about $5 billion a year. That's a B, $5 billion a year. But he didn't start out at $5 billion a year. So that's part of what we're going to be talking about. And most of it has to do with his personality. He says, well, I don't have to be you, Barry Shore. No, don't be Barry Shore. The whole point of the joy of living is for you, each and every single one of you, to be the best you. Because when you're the best you, you make a difference in the world, just as we're going to learn from Ira. So let's start, jump right in, Ira, and talk about the idea of, first of all, learning about and knowing about strengths and weaknesses, and learning how to polish your strengths, know your weaknesses, and then combine them together to become the best possible you, because you've done it. When you started in business, was it a $5 billion company?
Nope.
What was it, Ira? It was zero. You started at zero.
Negative zero.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's hear the story in you.
So I started in this commercial real estate business. Now it's almost 24 years already, something like that.
Wait a minute, that means you started when you were 11?
Yep, just about. Just about. So pretty close, actually. I got into the business at 21. I got married at 20, and I went to work at 21. So I started in this business. I went to work for, at that time, was another commercial mortgage company. It was a small company at that time. They're doing like $300 million of business.
By the way, I need to interrupt you just because we have a worldwide audience. $300 million in almost anybody's book doesn't sound like a small
business. Right. So you know, I agree. It's also where that $300 million goes when they're passing a stimulus bill today in the trillions of billions. You know, you think like,
well, no, it's only billions.
it adds up in the trillions when you start adding up all the stimuluses. You know, so this is the amount of business that we brokered. So as if a client had a $10 million building, a loan that was $10 million towards $300 million. We took a fee to broker that transaction. We're just the broker. So the bank lent the $10 million, and the aggregate when I came to that firm was $300 million prior the year before. And over the course of time at that firm, I hired new people, trained them, introduced certain things into the industry. And 4 years later, I left that firm and I opened up my own firm. And that's about 20 years ago. May 17th will be 20 years since I opened up my own firm.
Congratulations. By the way, when you left 4 years later, were they at 310 million, 330 million? What were they?
They were, at the year I left, they were at $2 billion. And it's the same team that just escalated up as they matured and grew out from that point on.
So let's take a look at what he's saying just because I want, Ira, by the way, and it's right, one doesn't do this because we let others speak for us. He entered a business, was able to utilize his particular skills and sharing with people and training people and focusing strengths. And the business grew sevenfold in 4 years. So that's sort of, yay, Ira.
Thank you. My job is just to do what I can. It's all up to God. God made that happen.
By the way, the good news is that almost everybody that's listened to us, I do have some people that don't like when I talk about it, but that's the problem, are believers, whatever country and background they are. They understand that there is an overarching idea in the world called the Creator, and that's really where everything comes from and through. Our job is to become a cog. A cog, Ira, is a channel of goodness, and it's also a child of God. When you're a child of God and you do what you're supposed to do, then there's benefit in the world because you're here for a mission. And the mission is to bring more joy, happiness, peace, and love. So you left after 4 years. But in those 4 years, did you learn much about how it is to build other people?
That's all I do. I missed my calling. They said I should have been as a father. My father was a rabbi. I should have been a rabbi. And I said, I switched that course. And I, when I was 19 years old, I started an after-school learning program to motivate kids to study after school. And I used my skills to train people in real estate. That's what I used that God-given talent to give over, to break it down into simple pieces like I wrote.
Let's talk about it just so people should know. The term rabbi doesn't mean, oh, he's a Jewish priest or a Jewish minister or a Jewish imam. A rabbi means a teacher. So you didn't miss your calling, Ira Z. You fulfilled your calling because you did something that was truly remarkable. The point of a rabbi is to build others, to be in service. And you do that to the nth degree because you recognize that there is nothing greater in this world than one unique human being fulfilling potential.
You know, my mom would be very proud.
Well, she sent me the note from heaven, say, hey, would you please talk about my son like that?
My mom's alive.
Oh, even better. So she sent me a text. She sent me a text that says, please speak about Ira like that in glowing terms so nobody feels in the family that he didn't become a rabbi. But you are a rabbi. So you left this company. They didn't leave. You transferred from this company using those talents that you had acquired and built up. So we have big muscles. You're the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the training world. And you said, I, with partners that you trust, let's go found our own company. Correct?
Correct.
And you did, as you said a negative, not zero. And I want people to understand why. I heard the story, but I want you to share with people. Tell us something about how it was that you were living in this grand home and everything was wonderful. And you just said, I'll found another company. I don't think it was like that. What was it like being in the attic, Ira?
So it took time to get to the attic. But basically, when I left, I opened up my own company. The previous company even though I didn't have any non-competes, I didn't do anything wrong, they couldn't deal with the fact that someone worked there will now go out and compete. And they look to make every step of the way miserable, including today. And then they're relentless. They don't give up. And, you know, some people say, take it as a compliment. You know, at that point, I was this 25-year-old kid. If they were, you know, if they really cared that much, it must be something important. But I never let it get to me that way. I went on my own, and I didn't imagine the level that that they would be bothering them. And because of that, and to open up this business and to be able to go do my own business, I literally sold my home. I almost all worldly possessions sold, and I moved into my in-law's house in the attic, and I'm forever indebted to them. And we started building the business from there. And I had one working partner, still the same partner today. My dad, you know, as you mentioned, my dad's partner, who's who I call and set us up here for uncle, as I call him, Uncle Nussin, is a partner with my dad the whole life until my dad passed away. And I have a partner right now since we opened up. You know, we never get into any issues or fights, and we have, you know, certain metrics set up in place to avoid any conflict. And we went, and it's just the hard work. And, you know, you keep chugging away, doing what you believe is the right thing. And then, you know, it's up to God if it's going to, you know, if and when it's going to come together. And thank God, a couple of years in, the light started shining bright. You know, my father always says, you should, you know, it says have a happy new, have a happy, sweet new year. Why does it say sweet? So the sweet is because God is always going to do things that are good for you, always. But sometimes you don't see it. Someone needs a surgery. It hurts. It's good for the person. They can be better after. But sweet. Let God only give me things that I need this year that'll be sweet. I'll notice like candy. You don't have to tell someone it's sweet. It's good. Give them candy. It's good. So after those few years, and then, you know, the sweet, we were able to see the sweetness in living color live.
Very nice. Let's go back to something you mentioned, because I think it's quite telling that you mentioned you sold your home, your possessions, and you moved in with your in-laws. That in and of itself speaks volumes about you and your wife, because people make jokes about in-laws, outlaws, all that sort of stuff. But in your world, that is who you are and why I believe the business not only works but flourishes, because you bring to bear your personality, as well as your partner, Avraham, and that ability to show people that there is a caring. See, people think of business as, well, that's business. But you understand, and you got this from your father and from Uncle Nussin, that the essence of business is the human. And not just to be humane. And I'll show, I just realized it. You ready for this, Ira? Now, this is inside baseball stuff, everybody. We have hundreds of thousands of people in the world who have no idea what I'm about to say. There are a few people who will. The same letters, humane, H-U-M-A-N-E, rearrange them, they spell the word emuna. I'll just leave that on the table for you. So the ability for you to be with in-laws, living together in the attic, in a situation that, like you mentioned, relatively young and relentless pursuers of anger pursuing you. Not a simple situation. And yet, within a few years, you began the business that allowed you to show and see sunlight. So tell us now what it is that you do specifically in your business that separates you from others in the sense of building up the heart of the business, which are the people that work with you and for you.
So what I'd like to believe the uniqueness is that twofold is that one is that the starting point is that many companies view their employees as an expense. And they say, how cheap can I get away with? Can I get something away for cheaper? Do I need three people to do it for two? And when they come to want to make money, they hire people so that they could make more money off the back of the other people. Now, at the end of the day, that you have to set yourself up in a mutually beneficial relationship. They have ulterior motives. Everyone has, align them. The way we hire people and hire brokers is that we hire someone with the starting point is how can I help that person? As a byproduct, I'll make money also. And that's where the difference. So they feel that same level of love coming in, and then they reach their potential. The second part of it is that, like you said in the beginning of the show, is that we hire people and tell them to be the best they could be. I'll tell you an interesting statistic that it flagged is that we recently, you know, about 7 months ago, we made a major change in the business as the world is changing around us. And I decided that I don't want to be Netflixed or Uberized in my, out of my own business. I don't want to be the story. There used to be this company called Blockbuster. It's no longer here. Eastern Union. And I said, I want that.
But look, you don't want to be Western Union.
Yeah, well, Western Union is pretty big these days, you know. Still,
right, right. It's revived, but it owned the world at one time.
I'm going to being Netflixed out, you know, Uberized out. So,
right.
We saw the market heading a certain way and said, okay, let's take the business fully that way and utilizing technology and data even more, changing the pricing for the future, etc. So we went on a mission to hire, and you know, I made a decision the company to change about 7 months ago, and we had 45 brokers at that time. One third of the brokers left in protest saying, Ira, I understand you're a visionary and the world is going to change over the next 2 years, but let us at least enjoy the next 2 years. And I said, hey, would you rather make money for 2 years and zero afterward? They said, I'll wing it. So we went down to 30 brokers and we perfected, benefited with COVID, perfected with God's help, and virtual training. And we're onboarding. And we're now at 75 brokers and adding to our training every week about 10 new brokers. But I could tell you the one thing which is very, very interesting. They ask me when I give the orientation, I say, I break it down in steps. First 21 days is like a boot camp type of idea. Get real estate mentorship, education, calling. And they say, what's the success rate of those that graduate the first step? And I say, those that actually do it, it's in their control. Make a certain number of phone calls, do what they're supposed to do, 80% graduate. And they say, what about the 20% that didn't? Why didn't they? And this is where you're going to love the proof of what you said here. With the exception of one person, which I still can't figure out, all 20% that didn't graduate, it's because they changed who they were when they came through the door. I do a virtual interview using technology today. So I have 4 questions, and part of that video interview, they answer the questions. Some people come dressed casual. They come dressed as they are. Some people dress up in a suit. And I tell them, I hired you for you. Do not change. I'll make you the best you. And a person comes in. I said, what happened? So that, Ira, I know you told me, but let me tell you what happened. When I told my spouse, my parents, my friend, my a business associate that I'm coming to work for a $5 billion company, they said, it was very nice until now. You used to do these certain things. But you're going to work there, you got to change. And the person changed. I said, don't change. Be the best you. So my second thing is I work to get people to become the best they can be. I use their strengths, their weaknesses. That's my first question in my interview. What's your strength? What's your weakness? Don't change. Let me double down on your strengths, polish them, and we'll figure out how you put you together with someone whose strength is your weakness, and then you become that perfect 10. Because otherwise you can't be perfect. You're never going to change.
Right.
That's where that piece comes out.
Thank you. So are we aligned? Did you hear the beginning of the show? Be the best. The reason people listen to The Joy of Living is it's because it's not about Barry Shore. It's not about Ira Zlotowicz. It's about you. When you're the best you, you will flourish. I want to mention something that Ira said, and I don't know if you know anything about hockey. I don't know that much about it, but I know certain things. So it was a person called Wayne Gretzky. So Wayne Gretzky was called the Great One. They asked him, how did you become Wayne Gretzky? And his line is what you said. Ready? Because I always skated to where the puck was going to be.
Yep.
So that's what Eastern Union is doing right now. Again, all of this you're going to hear, just go to www.barryshore.com and you'll listen to this again and again. You're going to want to share it because what Ira is offering you, SHARE, by the way, stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. I like that one. Because that's what you do. And we're going to go to a break in just a couple of moments because we have, thank God, sponsors and people love it and such like that. But I also want to make everybody aware that at this young age, and it's really young, and what he's done in the marketplace is quite remarkable, actually. We are remarking upon it. He was just accepted into a group that is run by Forbes. Yes, Forbes, the magazine. They don't just publish a magazine. They are a force to be reckoned with in the marketplace because they love America and they love American business. They love American ingenuity. And they recognize that Ira is one of the ingenious people of the world. Not ingenuous, although sometimes he could be, but he's ingenious. And I also, you mentioned the word love, that you want to share with the broker that there's a mutual respect and a love. Love stands for living on vibrant energy. People can feel that. It's not, you can never, ever fake it. If it's real, then what happens is there's an exchange of energy that allows somebody to really become the best person they could be. And we'll be discussing that right after we come back from this brief break. Don't go away. There's more Ira Z on the other side of this sponsored message, which is all about you. Be right back.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to BarryShore.com and take the free stress test, and you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to BarryShore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations. And not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards. And now every week, somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad, corrosive thinking by keep smiling, because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart. It comes from the mind. It comes from the lips. And just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Go make money. Good day, everybody. Oh, am I really, really happy to be sharing with you something remarkable, interesting, and beneficial for you. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit company. Pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And get this, you can skip trips to the grocery store. It makes home cooking easy, fun, F-U-N-N, and affordable. Imagine that. Convenient, no contract delivery to your doorstep. Recipes are easy to follow with pictures and simple steps. Even I can do it. And I like doing it, actually. And it cuts out those stressful ideas of meal planning and grocery store trips. Oh, my gosh. Now, of course, we all love to save money. Really great value. You can save 40% or more when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. So get this. Quality, fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, saving money, and something I really like also, HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. And so far, just in 2020 during our pandemic, they've donated 3.5 million meals. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/90, the number 90, Joy 90J90JOY and use code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/90JOY. Use the code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Do it today. You will thank me. Bye now.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good, and it's embodied in a two-legged being. His name is Ira Zlotowicz. Wonderful, Ira. Glad to have you here. Let's talk about mentality, because that's what you were speaking about with the boot camp and the training of people and getting them into a mentality of success. Talk to us what you think is going to happen in post-corona, whenever that is going to be, whether it's 1 month, 2 months, 6 months. What's the post-corona mentality look like from your vantage point as a lender in the commercial real estate business, which, by the way, seems to have been hit very hard?
Terribly.
Well, let's discuss it. Tell us what's happening, where the bodies are buried, what can be done to revive the dead.
Only God can do that.
Fine. But what is Ira and Z and his company going to do to help that? Because it's here. The pandemic is a lot about mentality. What's the post-corona mentality look like from your vantage point?
So I think that the post, you know, the obvious is really, like, I saw Goldman Sachs, you know, got up to speak in the beginning of the pandemic, and one of the executives, and he says that, you know, retail was basically a old person with underlying conditions that had 5 to 7 years to live, and along came Corona, gave it 6 months. That was like the mindset that the person brought out. And I think that the mentality that happens right after what we just lived through is that people were forced to make changes that I think are going to stay permanently. And the changes are you adapted to technology. And everyone knew technology is going to speed up the process, right? You have one of your commercials, HelloFresh. You could order online and get deliveries. You could Uber. You could, the way Zoom took off, working remotely and all different systems. And I think that post-COVID, the mindset now is that it's no more school snow days. You had a snow day growing up. Our kids don't have a snow day.
Oh, did we love that?
Yeah. No more.
So God.
The mentality is going to be is that, you know, we don't have to wait for another pandemic until we start seeing changes. Let's absorb changes, absorb and try, willing to try new things, because we had no choice. We were forced into it. So there's gonna be a culture of a generation for the next 10 years that how bad could it be? They're going to remember this. And for both good and for bad, it's going to use to inspire them. So I think that the mentality of the day-to-day mentality is that I think that people are going to take an approach to open up and be willing to live in full color, all different options, not just one. So I have a story that I always, you know, I had a consultant once that I hired and told me this amazing story. And they said that ExxonMobil used to be the biggest company in the world before Apple and technology companies. And the story goes, I don't know if it's true, but this was the story he told me. In the 1950s, the executives of ExxonMobil had a retreat. And they brought all the executives away for a weekend. At the beginning of the weekend, the president gets up and says, listen, oil is trading at $50 a barrel. He said, I'm dividing all of you up into three groups. One of you write a business plan assuming oil tanks, it goes to 20. Oil stays at 50, oil goes to 80. Three different groups. They spend the whole weekend write up the business plan. He takes the three business plans, comes back to the office Monday morning, puts into his drawer. Nothing happens. 1970s, the oil embargo hits. Oil goes to $80 a barrel. They were the only company with a thought-out business plan of what to do with oil at $80 a barrel. Oil drops after to the 20s, they pull out the next book. That's supposedly the story when they grew. So in business, what I took from that always to mean is that I always looked at all the what-ifs. Like one banker told me, what could your competitor do that would put you out of business, and why are you not doing it?
What a great question. Hello.
Hello. It's exactly. So I had all these scenarios always, and I lived with all the what ifs. But I know so many times I wanted to absorb certain situations, and people said, now that will never happen. I think the post-COVID mentality is they're going to have a lot more of that can happen, and for good and for bad. So, but I think that the going forward, that where I see the big up, where I see the reality of the negative and then the positive, is that the negative is that technology is going to allow people to work all over the world and have the same type of access. You don't have to come to an office the same way. Is it the same working from home or not? No, of course it's better to be with people, but the difference is everyone could work remotely. I think that also people with technology, things are automation. With automation, there's a program called ClickUp that just is like a Monday.com. It's a way for people to keep organized. As companies embrace those technologies, or Slack, we use Slack in our office to communicate, or different tools, I find that people can work remotely. Companies need less people. But I think that now, because of this, you're going to have a lot of individuals, they call the gig economy. Uber is the gig economy. People, you say, crazy, I used to make $100 when I used to drive to the airport. Now I only make $75 to the airport. I'm losing money. It's bad for me. But they didn't tell the full story. You get 75 there, 75 back. Because of technology, you make 150 on the round trip. So what technology allows the gig economy, and I think is going to happen, is that all these people that were laid off, it's terrible. What are they going to do for a job? But I think they're going to be able to open up businesses with their unique expertises and be able to come to a company and say, like my brother's my CTO. He used to work for a big company. And twice in a row, that company that he worked with, different companies, they were bought out by a company that went public. And then they said, oh, we have our own team. And he lost his job. And he said, this is crazy. I don't want to keep doing that cycle. So he said, let me go out there and take my talents. I'll work for four different companies one day a week. And then I'll take side jobs. And that's really a gig economy. Because I don't need a very expensive CTO all day in my company. But I would like, when I make a decision, to make the right decision. So it was a win for me. I paid a premium per hour, but I only paid one day's worth. He benefited by having a much easier, stressful day by working for a few companies. We also got the benefit of other companies. So he's a high-level gig economy. But meanwhile, he can now have a worker to help him grow his business slowly. I could have a graphic company that I used to have a CMO in-house. I could outsource my CMO work. I could each part of the process. So someone that has a unique talent can go to a company and say, listen, you don't need me for 40 hours a week. You need me for 8 hours a week. Pay me a premium because I might have downtime, but you'll only pay for me those 8 hours. You could afford to use the rest of the money you'd allocate to this position to someone that could do many tasks with different things, jack of all trades. And then the companies can benefit. So I think companies are going to get hit because they can lose certain talent. They can get hit because there's a lot of little companies competing against them. Technologies can allow other people to become what I'm doing a lot easier. But I was nervous for the individual. Where are they going? I think the individual, the small business, is going to empower going forward.
So this is really critical because, again, hundreds of thousands of people listening. And I urge everybody, listen again. But here's the real one emerging. Share this with five people. I didn't say 20. I didn't say 50, 100. Five people. Let 1.5 million people hear this. Ira's message, I'm going to put it into several different pieces at the moment. One of them is the individual can soar. I'm going to share with everybody the six most important words that you'll ever learn. You might like this, Ira.
Yeah.
Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. When your brother chose to recognize that, wait a minute, I worked here. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. When your father and your adopted uncle Nelson chose to go out and make a revolution in the dissemination of information business, that's what they are. They're disseminating information in a very different way, and now it's getting faster and faster, but the individual can sometimes do it much more nimbly than a big company, and that's the genius. And when a big company is smart enough, like you're a big company, to recognize, wait a minute, we can utilize individuals, the gig economy.
No, I have to interject. We're a very small company. We just have a lot of little good people.
Thank you. But the point is also that you're continuing to grow because you understand that working remotely which used to scare, by the way, still scares insurance companies and people like that. Because wait a minute, they're not in the cubicle. If they're not in the cubicle, well, maybe they're using their time not for us. In other words, small thinking. When you can think large and trust people, one of the reasons they go through your boot camp is you recognize you're creating a relationship. You called it love. I call it love, by the way. When there's love at work, guess what happens? I call it JAWS. Ready for this? Joy at work sessions. You ever hear of this movie called JAWS with the shark?
Yeah.
So you know what the sound of the music is? Boom, 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 boom. It's ominous. That's how most people go to their job. Even if you're the founder, sometimes that song is in your mind because things, I don't know what's going to happen. But we want to do it and change that sound into what a wonderful world. I'm glad I'm here. Yeah. I love being here because I interact with people and they trust me. They enable me. They empower me. You hear this? And I'm glad you're using Slack because it's really an interesting. So the real key of life is to understand what Ira is saying. It's called synergy. 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It can be 3 or more. And when you recognize that you are in charge of your time given to you by the good Lord, and you understand the following. Time stands for thinking it's miraculous every day. Thinking it's miraculous. And then teaching it's miraculous every day. Teaching that by what you think, what you do, and how you speak. I'm so blessed that we have you. The time goes by so fast. Let's just touch on something that you wanted to mention. I also want to mention, we've talked about 3 or 4 times, but I'd like you to just lay it out. What is the guarantee path to success?
So the guaranteed path that I found to success is that, like, as a believer in God, it's our job to do what's in our control. So we call it business plan, standard operating procedures, follow protocols, and God decides to be successful. I've never found, and I trained hundreds of people that are making millions a year. So most people train people and keep them down. I train people to one day go on their own and be successful. Making my top broker last year earned $6.5 million. And so what I found is as follows. If you would take a test, 100-question test, create a test for your brother, your twin brother, or your lady, your twin sister comes to work in your business, and you give them 100-point test. What time should I wake up in the morning? How much time should I spend on networking? How much time should I spend on LinkedIn? How much should I, what kind of food should I eat during doing? Exercise, 100 steps they should do from the minute they wake up to the minute they go to sleep, how they should treat people, and tell them to take this test. So you're writing it for your twin. And then before you hand it over to your imaginary twin, take it yourself. And I never met anyone who got over a 90 on their own test. And they didn't know they were writing for themselves. I was never successful in the way they wanted to be successful ever. Because once everyone knows, I should wake up early. I should make 100 calls a day. I should do this. But I have a reason why I don't want to do it. If you got a 90 out of 100 on your test, never. And I train many people, the grace of God, never. Because God says, basically, I'll end one line with Shark Tank. Everyone makes a deal with the Shark Tank. Give a percent of your profits to the shark because you'd rather own less of your business with them. And my dad always brought us up, the only thing you could test God is with charity. And you could test God and say, God, I'm going to give a certain percent of charity, make this successful. Take God as your partner. I tell people, you're making money, you want to make money from the first check, give 10% back to charity. Say, God, I'm a good partner. I'm struggling. I still gave 10. And really, go to 20%. Make God a 20% partner. He'll be a partner with you and pray to God.
So, charity, prayer, believing in the good Lord, and that is guaranteed. Ira Z said so.
Do your thing.
So I'm going to, in front of hundreds of thousands of people, we have a minute left. First of all, I'm going to give you a big hug. Are you ready? Even if you're not ready. 1, 2, 3.
I feel it.
The joy of living, your humble host, Barry Shore. Go to www.barryshore.com. All the information is here. You want to share this again. You want to listen again because this is real, guaranteed for your success. Remember, it's all about you. WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. As my niece says, seeing miracles every day in life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, as Ira says, enabling all to excel. Thank you. Say thank you 3 times a day, every single day, consciously, conscientiously, to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone. everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing of. Therefore, be kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Tell everybody, F you. Remember to add capital N, capital N. Fun. It's the first gateway towards joy. Use four-letter words. Love, life, live, grow, happy, play, pray. And then the result is you will become the best you, because the three fundamentals of life are life has purpose. Go mad. Go make a difference. Uncover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Our blessing to you from Barry and from Ira. Go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Ira.